Today's going to be a great one.
Oh, it's going to be top tier.
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Okay, campers, rise and shine. And don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach?
Hardly.
Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
The fuck? You're choking on Jesus. That's a lot of this is bad.
When will our eyes meet? When will I touch you? When will
the strong hear the word?
So rest in peace to my dreams.
They're just goddamn monkeys.
No, it's not that they're just goddamn monkeys. It's that they're just...
Quitters never give up.
Repping for all of Quitters Never Give Up. Check off Christopher with Check Off.
Jen Pastorini.
Check off Lindsay. Check off.
Hello, Drew.
Oh, the great Ed Wynn, ladies and gentlemen. I love him so much.
Because I said quitters never give up, and he said, that's all they do.
That was so ridiculous and rude. And I always hated when we did stuff like that.
Hola, party people. Welcome to Quitters Never Give Up, episode 139. Let's get to... Hold on. Wait. They're starting again.
What? It's so good we need it twice. We
can't hold on, I'll take care of it. Hold on. Hold on.
Poo?
That's our little Groundhog Day. I forgot I added poo at the end. That's our little Groundhog Day. A little Groundhog Day tribute. Anyhow, let's go ahead and say I'm Chris.
Oh, my. Good Lord, Chris. I
Bad
am
week.
Sorry for your day.
Oh, thank you, Allie. Yes, it's been pretty rough today. Let's say hello to Edwin.
Edwin? See, I told you there's some good Edwins.
A lot of Edwins.
He just invented FM radio. That's
oh, look at
all.
That.
That's a pretty good invention.
Right?
This guy's story, too, breaks my heart. He invents it, right? And he jumps out of a window.
Oh, poor Edwin.
How you doing, Edwin?
Hello, there.
All right. Now, let's go ahead and say hello to Lindsay.
A lot of blaming other people going on between Lindsay and Kevin.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hello.
Let's say hello to Jen.
Hey, it's Tan Mom, bitch. Hello, party people.
You sound better. Sound much better.
I'm better, but it's still kind of bad.
Okay. And oh, Drew, I had this for Drew.
Everything the light touches is our kingdom.
Everything the light touches? What about that shadowy place?
That's the Super Bowl. No lion has ever been there.
Sorry, Drew.
That's
my
awesome.
Apologies.
Cruel but funny.
It's our brand. That prompted Dr. Rachel to call and leave that message. Leave a message to Bean and Allie. This one.
Yeah, a Ravens Lions Super Bowl would have been great, wouldn't it? Have been. That would have been really great. So rest in peace to my dream. Okay, bye.
That was the best call. Let's just power through the episode like we thought we would. I will play the theme for the flashback.
Hello and welcome to a very special
flashback.
Because I'm going to introduce you now to
flashback.
And now,
flashback.
Let's have a look at this.
Just play the intro.
It is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Of course, the Plain White Tees, Hey There, Delilah. That CD, by the way, came out last September.
September of last year it came out. Yeah, for the first time.
Wow.
And now they have what looks like the biggest song on K-Rock for 2007. It's so weird. I mean, you know, every once in a while a song will come out and you go, well, that's just so different from everything else. And I think that's the song this year that for some reason is just connecting with everybody.
And it's really hard to guess because songs that don't sound like anything else on the radio, you're afraid of because you go, I don't know if it fits. Yeah. But you start playing it and then you get requests out the ass and you go, wow, people are really responding to this song out of all the ones. Mm-hmm. So we thought it might be time to go back and take a look at the CD.
Yeah, Every Second Counts is the name of the album that came out. I don't remember what the rest of it sounds like. I know I've heard it, but that's the Hey There Delilah song. What else they got up their sleeves, the Plain White Tees?
I have two other clips, three other clips from the CD. Here's the first one. Sounds a lot like Hey There Delilah to me.
Yeah, no kidding.
North Carolina, what's your most popular city? Is it Raleigh, Chapel Hill, or is it some other city? I don't know.
Wow.
Tour guide, please tell me where to go.
Okay,
where
well,
to go.
That's weird because I thought that Hey There Delilah was kind of like the slow dance on the album. That was the ballad and everything else was kind of rocking. That one sounded so much like it. That really caught me by surprise.
That's I think that's called North Carolina. Here's okay. Another one from the CD.
Oh, come on. This is a different song?
I think, yeah. Different.
Great Wall of China. Yes, you're a big wall in China. And you're right there in China. And you're a wall that's inside China. Yes, you are.
They're not even
China
trying.
Seems like it's real far away from here.
Wow. That's not even trying there.
That's a tremendous amount of rage. This man can do it all. Now, they're telling me that there's Hey There Delilah is their big number one record right now, but they've already primed the next single from the album. I guess they've got some follow-up that, oh, come on.
This is it.
This is the new song?
Yep.
All right.
Second hit on K-Rock.
Plain White Tees.
Hey there, vagina, you're a fragrant little kitty with your landing strip and camel toe. To me, you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
Nice.
You know what I just want to do? It's punish you. Hey there, vagina, you're a fancy little beaver. Let my penis play the quarterback and you can be receiver. Yes, it's true. I'll throw a touchdown inside you. Yes, it's true. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, you little penis sleeve. I love you, little heart-shaped box. A pair of lips that never talks. It's everything a man could ever want. The only problem in the world is you're connected to a girl, and that makes you annoying in the end.
Oh, come on.
In the Hey there, vagina, you're a man's reason for living. You can make the most frugal gentleman become quite giving. Yes, it's true. You sausage wallet, I love you.
Come on.
I think it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it.
It's an ode to the vagina. Nothing wrong with that.
I keep forgetting how talented that guy is.
Then...
I think it becomes a problem when he says that the woman attached to it is annoying.
You go from there, and then it's just it gets progressively worse.
Well, they used to just play the first verse back in those days, so I forgot there was a whole song.
Well, they only had just when I was doing my editing. He debuted it on June 19th. By June 21st, we get this.
So, Hey There Vagina, most requested song on the Kevin and Bean Show and on the K-Rock radio station this week. So congratulations, Psycho Mike. Excellent work.
Yes.
Thank you.
You got to be happy about that.
Until the man poked his little head into the studio yesterday and said, not so much with the Hey There Vagina. You can't play it anymore ever. We're pulling it.
Yeah, that was really depressing. And Bean and I tried to argue and fell on deaf ears. And so apparently we could never play that song again.
But it's obviously obscene, Kevin. Don't you understand? They used the word landing strip, which was one of the examples given to us by our boss as to why it's obviously obscene, because the words landing strip are in it.
Here's what happens, people. Lawyers F up everything, especially here, because everybody's so afraid of the FCC.
Look, there's nothing good for them to ever tell us we can do anything.
Why would they
if it ever backfires, then they're in trouble.
Why would they ever say yes, put themselves on the line? Why would they ever do that? They don't have anything to gain with that.
Absolutely
so they
not.
Say no because they don't want to be the person that okayed it.
Right.
And then the FCC comes down on them. Now, you have to understand something. The FCC is not involved in this at all.
Mm-mm.
This is fear by our company.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't even know about it as far as we know, the FCC.
It's fear by everybody all the way up the chain. Nobody wants to stand out and say, this is okay. I'm saying this is okay. So then they kick it upstairs. They're afraid. They kick it upstairs. They're afraid. It gets to the lawyers, and they say, no, are you crazy? You can't play that. And that's it.
But here's what I don't understand, guys. I thought the intent – I mean, the lawyers are trying to stay out of trouble. They don't want to get a big fine from the FCC, or they don't want to have the next radio station they want to buy be denied by the FCC because there's some sort of pending litigation. But here's what I don't get. The FCC's intent is to protect the public that listens to the radio station, right?
Right.
That's what they say they're trying to do, is to make sure that our listeners aren't offended. None of our listeners are offended. We've had thousands and thousands of emails and phone calls from people about Hey There Vagina, and I defy you to find one person who's taken a call or an email from somebody who was offended by it.
Mm-mm.
Now, you might not like it or you might not think it's funny, but there's nobody out there that's told us that a listener of this radio station is offended by it, yet somehow it's obscene and offensive.
But that's not the point. The point is the lawyers are afraid that if somebody was, then they're going to come back and look at who okayed it. They're put their neck on the line. Why would they? So they just say no.
Absolutely.
It's just – it's a cover your ass, BS. We're afraid somebody somewhere might sometime be offended, so we can't do it. And if you start – this is the honest truth about this. If you start if media and entertainment starts doing it this way, everything is going to get watered down to BS. It's going to be nothing.
Right.
Nothing offensive. Take off all the edges. You know, the way it is now, it's kind of like we do the best show we can, and people who like our sensibility, our sense of humor, or at least our music, for God's sakes, will listen to the show. But, you know, they're going to take off all the edges this way with fear, and then there's going to be nothing different between us and Seacrest because we can't do anything he can't do.
Yeah, we're going to be coast, for God's sakes.
But who doesn't love vaginas? That's my point.
Lawyers.
How do you find out it? I mean, how can you find anybody who's offended by vaginas? Vaginas are the best. They're God's perfect food. You know what I'm saying? Am I somehow going to get in trouble for saying that?
Yes, that's going to be bad.
I'm just saying. So we got a couple things to tell you, a couple of updates from yesterday. And, yes, we received your hundreds of emails from people who said, hey, you guys said it was on the Download Rodeo. You're big, fat, lying liars who lie. What's up? Well, they made us take it down from the website. It's not enough that we can't play it on the air. They made us take it down from the website. So what producer Lightning did and would want you to know, he stayed up half the night finding a place to host it, is he put it up and available for download at free2b-la.com. Now listen closely, because we can't put a link to this on our website because that's a tacit endorsement of the Hey There Vagina. So listen closely. It's free2b, freetobe-la.com. You can get a copy of it for free. Or if you just want to hear it, not download it, but just hear it, you can go to TMZ.com, and it's on their front page right now, where the voting, by the way, is now at 78% classic, 22% obscene. But this is from people all over the world who are voting it,
right,
voting on the song.
Right. You know, so you're listening to used to be FreeKROQ. That's what you're listening to.
Now, let me ask you about this, because clearly Landing Strips and Camel Toe is out. Clearly the Hey There Vagina that we know and love, that we fell in love with earlier this week, that's gone,
and
right?
This is one thing that we haven't brought up, I don't think, enough. We said we'll beep any words you find offensive, and they said no.
That makes no sense to me.
It's not enough. Do not play any version of that song. And we said, what?
Which is funny, by the way, because we beep all sorts of other songs that are on K-Rock that have swear words in them, for instance. Those songs are okay
not
to play
enough.
As long as you beep out the words. Why can't we just beep out the words that they don't like in this song?
Not enough.
So we're not allowed to say that vagina's nice?
That's correct.
Or good?
We are officially, as a radio station, anti-vagina. And I think that's sad.
Well, I don't want to be any part of that.
Me neither.
So What did we do? Did we send Psycho Mike back in to see if there's some compromise, some way we can come up with a song that's acceptable to the K-Rock attorneys in addition to the audience? Is that what we're doing here?
We had like 17 different versions going yesterday to try and figure it all out. And Psycho Mike was the guy that was working with Ashton Kutcher. And
who writes all the very funny songs on K-Rock.
How did that go?
He's Federline, too. It's all right, you know.
You're not as happy
hard,
with it?
It's hard when and someone takes the heart and soul out of your work.
So when
your
you're
art.
Being censored, you can't be an artist.
Yeah. I feel like Lenny Bruce that. Of the new era.
Yeah.
Now, be very careful here, because remember, as the King of Mexico so wisely points out, you're working at a radio station that it's okay to play "I Want to F You Like an Animal" over and over again. That you can play, but you can't play the song that mentions the landing strips and the camel toe. So I hope there's nothing as offensive as landing strip or camel toe in the new version of the song.
Well,
are you vouching for this song as being okay with our censors?
Yeah. Okay. Hey There, How Are Ya is probably a little better with
the What's the name of it?
Hey There, How Are Ya.
What if really? The attorneys are offended by greetings? What if they don't like ambiguous greetings?
I'm more a fan of hello, they'll say.
There could be someone out there who doesn't like the informal nature of how are ya. So maybe you shouldn't put that in the song.
Well, I apologize. It was the most innocuous version of the song I could think of. And I hope everybody likes it.
He's a beaten man.
Yeah, he really is. I think he's given up like lightning.
He's been beaten down by lawyers.
I know.
I don't blame him.
All right. So this is Hey There, How Are Ya?
Hey there, how are ya?
This is the version that is okay for you to hear.
We hope. They can't hate it so far. I mean, so far, there's no words, right?
I'm offended by this guitar.
Hey there, how are ya? I think abstinence is swell, 'cause to break the bond of chastity would send you straight to hell. Yes, it's true.
No, use the word hell.
Virginity's the thing to do. You know it's true.
This is nice.
Hey there, how are ya? Drugs and alcohol are bad. I think milk is easily the best beverage I've ever had. Yes, it's true.
Milk, good.
It makes your bones real strong, too. Milk is cool. Whoa, it's what you do to me. Oh, Jesus Christ and books.
What?
Oh, it's what you do to me. Say your prayers, eat your vegetables. I drive my parents' minivan. I think that Creed's my favorite band. Scott Stapp really knows how to rock. Libraries are really cool. Take a nap when you get home from school. Peanut butter jelly with no crust. With no crust.
Oh, this is nice.
Hey there, how are ya? Can I fist your f***ing
Hey, Sanchez, your face is
all over it, so you d***ed it. Hey. How about that?
What happened?
Hunter Dougley?
On your face and f*** your
What was that?
Did you just bust out? Could you not
What happened at the end? What happened to milk and books?
And so
Jesus and minivans.
Unoffensive.
Here we go again. Another round, another day of phone calls from the goddamn lawyers.
Well, we tried. Sorry about that, people. Sorry you had to hear that.
And that's the end of that saga.
That was pretty offensive to me. I mean, hey, one is for horses. So the first word there is already bad.
Everything's offensive to everybody all the time these days.
I did like that they recorded that song, played it, and then it was like, number one on the Furious Five that night. That was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, can't play it.
I've looked this up on TMZ, and the headline is Vagina Travesty, Radio Lawyers Censor Song. The song that hits below the belt, click to hear. With, it looks like Kevin in a football helmet, and Bean with a Fontucky shirt and a baseball cap. I'm very confused.
They found a helmet that big?
Looks like it.
That must be like CGI or something.
It's custom made. Yeah, I think the same thing happened when they did a parody of Paper Planes. Remember that? With Miss Cleo?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was like a huge hit. It was number one on the Furious Five. The next day, the lawyer said, nope.
Right.
Oh, yeah. There's
good thing I saved that segment. It's very funny.
There's a history of a lot of songs getting banned from them. All right, let's start with the roundup.
I was working on suck face, but old poop. God damn it.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with old poop, yeah. We always say here.
Yo-lay-hoo! Yo-lay-hoo! Yo-lay-hoo!
There you go.
Right?
I yodeled.
Yeah, yodeled.
Nailed it.
Ow! 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 Ow!
You get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Oh! Say hello to happy goodbye to the Blue
Janky Podcast.
Let's get this podcast roundup started. We got two episodes of Janky Town this week. After a dry January of no Janky Town, right at the end, he got one episode in and then an episode in for February. Both episodes featured Christine. And here's Christine and Dave talking about Kevin's wedding.
The funniest thing was, did you notice how he introduced them?
Oh.
How he introduced Kevin and Marin?
I don't know if I don't... I guess I didn't.
Okay.
Little backup. Let me back up on this. They're talking about DJ Omar Khan. So they were talking about how he's a wedding DJ. So when he's in wedding DJ mode, he's just a little bit different. But they gave him a title to give Kevin.
And I knew a lot of people forgot this. And I forgot this. He introduced them as, what is it, Mr. No.
Oh, doctor. No, yes. It was Marin. I remember.
It's Marin and Dr. Kevin Ryder. And I totally forgot about this. So I get a text from Kevin, and it says, hey, was that you that started the chant? And I was like, uh-oh, what chant? And I'm racking my brain, and I forgot that I did start a chant of doctor, doctor, doctor. And he says, I loved it. It was so funny. And I said, well, there's your wedding present, jerk.
That must have been a great wedding because he had to be reminded of two things that he did for that wedding. Oh, yeah, I did that. I started a chant. That was interesting. I hope Drew's wedding goes that way where we just don't remember anything. All right, here's the second episode with Christine and... well, comparing Janky Town to something special.
Well, 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 look who's back. You just couldn't get enough of Janky Town, could you, Christine?
I mean, I guess so.
I guess you could get enough of it?
I guess, I had to come back for more?
That's right, you know. You should just tell your friends, Jank says. Once you get a little taste of Janky Town, you gotta come back for more.
It's like heroin.
I don't know. Not as clean.
Never done heroin. I don't know.
Hey, listen. Heroin is not a bad drug.
Okay.
If you control it, right?
Okay.
It's like fentanyl.
I mean.
Sure, it gets a bad rap because it kills kids either. And everything. But, you know, you do it once and I've never done heroin. But Mike has and my cat that would has. And he told me it was the best feeling ever. The first time. Then the second time, you're just an addict.
Okay, so
and
maybe that was not a good pull for me to compare to Janky Town. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not the best comparison. Yeah, I don't know. Comparing things to heroin never really works out quite well. All right, Ralph brought up some honeymoon plans.
Yesterday, just yesterday.
Yeah.
A mere 24 hours ago.
Sure.
I mentioned I was in the midst of wedding plans.
Right.
And amongst the many things you have to do when you're planning a wedding is you got to plan your honeymoon. Where are you going to go?
Right.
And Eddie Pansy asked me, he says, where are you going to go? And right. I said, we just booked the trip to the Bahamas.
Yeah, it's in Bahamas.
Going to the Bahamas.
Right.
Going to the Bahamas.
Beautiful Bahamas.
Can't go wrong with the Bahamas.
No, clear water.
Can't make a better choice than the Bahamas.
White sandy beaches.
Beautiful blue water, beautiful weather, white
cocaine
sandy
for
beaches.
Miles.
Cocaine. Drinks with little umbrellas in them. Nothing but rest and relaxation
right.
And murder. Yeah, the U.S. State Department just issued a U.S. travel warning telling folks to stay away from the Bahamas because of their violent crime wave.
Violent crime wave?
Violent crime wave.
So Ralph is scared he's going to die on his honeymoon. It's going to end quickly.
Well, he's going twice.
He's going twice, yes. One for View Askew. Is that how you say it? The View Askew cruise, and then his honeymoon. And so he's going to try and dodge death twice.
Yeah, he's really tempting fate. What's View Askew?
It is the Kevin Smith podcast universe cruise. So,
oh, that might be fun.
Yeah. Kevin Smith is there, Jay Muse, all of the podcasts he does. His wife is going to go there because he has a podcast with his wife. Ralph is going to be there and do a HBO. Yeah. So it sounds like fun, but it's on the East Coast. They're going to Bermuda, and we're going to miss some Ralph report. But that's neither here nor there. Ralph did have plans set up where he's going to just create an AI for his for the Ralph report if he dies. Here's that.
So I'm just saying I'm probably going to die.
Okay.
So enjoy the next 6 to 8 months of the Ralph report. Right, because
leave me your passwords and I'll just take over.
Yeah, do that, will you? Just keep everything running.
I'll keep it running. Humming smooth.
All right. Or just feed me into an AI.
Yeah, oh, I could do that. I could feed you an AI.
Feed the past 6 years of the Ralph report into an AI.
And we'll just keep churning those out.
And then just hit buttons.
Right. And I'll keep cashing the checks. Be perfect.
Welcome to the Ralph report. It is a wonderful day here on... Just piece it all together. It
sounds just like you.
It will. What are the odds the place I pick for a honeymoon...
That seems about right.
...has the U.S. government warning you don't go there? Mm.
See, it's just the government trying to keep you out because it's probably super safe.
Yeah, it's probably super wonderful, and they don't want me to enjoy myself.
This is probably like one of those Chris Christie things where they close the Bahamas so that, you know, the Biden administration can go down there, huh? That's probably what it is. Edwin, mm-hmm. or no, Jen, you're the conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. What? Yeah, I could see that for sure.
This is all bad. Anyhow, let's just scratch that and go with Steve and his TV Tunes Tuesday.
Ralph, I'm calling in for TV Tune Tuesday, and they just did a marathon of this over the weekend on one of the channels called Catchy Comedies, and I'm talking about Love American Style. That was everywhere as a kid. Used to watch that all the time, sketch comedy show. And like always, Ralph, I hope you agree. LMD.
Love American Style. Do you remember the show?
I do. I remember the show. Yeah.
It was a phenomenon for the 5 seasons that it was on television. Fascinating idea, kind of groundbreaking. There had been anthology shows on television for almost as long as television had been broadcasting. And what Love American Style was an hour-long sitcom anthology series.
So you guys remember, who remembers Love American Style? Lindsay, I know you watched it plenty. That was around your time.
Definitely.
Jen, Edwin, you watched that a lot?
I didn't. I think I was a little bit, just a couple years younger. Kind of like Star Trek. I didn't get it. No, I was just a little bit too young.
Oh, yeah, I loved that show as a kid. It's fun to watch now because it's very dated and you'll see old stars and... It's just a trip to watch now, but as a kid, I'd love what that show.
Yeah, it's where Happy Days got started. That's the one trivia thing I knew about that. Ralph had mentioned, in addition to that, that basically what they would do is they would take pilot scripts or pilots that have been filmed and just for sitcoms and just put them in the show as kind of filler since it was an anthology. And as a little kid, I always loved anthology series. I loved like Twilight Zone and Outer Limits and all that stuff. But, yeah, Love American Style, Lindsay. Look it up. It'll be a fun watch, fun history lesson.
Yeah, that whole show was filler, actually. It's very fluffy and light and nonsense, but as a kid, I just loved it.
Next, we have I want you guys to vote on this, whether Ralph should take this one back.
And singer Harry Wayne Casey is 73 years old today, but you probably know him by a better name, Eddie Pence.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Wayne Casey.
Harry Wayne Casey.
Yes.
Harry Wayne Casey.
Right.
Mm.
Which sounds like a serial killer name.
Sure.
But he doesn't go by that. His showbiz name is, you know.
Harry Wayne.
Right. You know
I
it.
I don't.
The hint's in the last name.
Casey?
Casey.
Kasem.
Casey Kasem has been dead for some
time. Well, he don't know.
KC
in the Sunshine.
There you go. He's 73. I want to put on my boogie shoes. '73. His boogie shoes have orthopedic inserts now. I think he's got fallen arches.
So, would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Should he take that back?
The his boogie shoes. Part?
Yes, his boogie shoes now have orthopedic inserts because he's 73.
I don't think that's file worthy, in my opinion.
A little bit obvious, Ralph. You can do better than that.
I thought he should take it back. I groaned. I audibly groaned. No? All right. Let's go over to Bean and Allie. Bean, actually Allie. Allie had an update for us.
I'm just watching a squirrel run by.
Can you close that blind? Any way you can just cut off your visual access to that
window
for now?
He's going up a tree. He's going up a tree right now.
Uh-huh.
He's like, ooh, look at this tree. Loves a tree, that squirrel. Yeah.
I didn't realize how fast-paced your life was. I guess I didn't realize how exciting every single moment of living in Maine was.
I need to slow down just to do the show. Like, there's so much excitement just outside this one window.
Certainly is.
Oh, he's on the bottom now. He's, like, circling the tree.
So, yeah, Aline's got a lot going on over there in Maine. Just tons of fascinating and wonderful things to do in Maine.
Just glad she has time for the show. Sheesh.
I was going to say, speaking of, I feel like I was there. What storytelling, Allie?
All right, next we got a call Bean has a call from Luke, our friend Luke, our pal Luke over at the Gilded Playlist.
Hey, Allie and Bean, Luke from Boulder here. I was hoping to play a little game during the call segment. It's called Out of Context Allie Gasp, or OOCAG. Sweeping the nation. Anyway, I'm going to play a drop where Allie gasped. Here it is. And now I'd like you two to guess, you know, why this gasp occurred in the context of the show. Bean, you can pause here.
All right. I don't remember that gasp at all, but it sounds like something horrifying was revealed, doesn't it?
Obviously. I don't just gasp like that for no damn reason. Oh, wait, do I?
Well, you did it about 10 minutes ago on this show, but any idea, Allie?
No idea.
I don't remember either. All right, here's Luke.
And we're back. Here's why.
She switched up what she was making and made a beanie for little Romy and surprised the family with it when they landed.
It's very sweet.
Allie, is that the right response to such a sweet story? Anyway, that was the latest episode of Out of Context Allie Gasp.
Standing go, Luke. Standing go. Like I said, I would listen to that podcast all day, man. Good stuff.
I love that he also was like, pause here, and we're back. He produced his own segment. Luke,
man's doing his own
you
show.
Rule.
Bravo, producer Luke.
He go keeps ahead. Saying Luke from Boulder. You got to say Luke from the Gilded Playlist. Get your pub, Luke.
That's true. But I don't know if they know about the Gilded Playlist.
Oh, well, they'll never know that way if he's not mentioning it.
True. True.
Do you think this will, he'll be able to isolate her like gasping for the next game?
Oh, that would be a great submission. I'm submitting that, yeah.
Well, I think his next one would be something like this.
Oh, the company all over me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. Dear. Oh. Oh. Now you're talking. Go on.
This is like the lightning round.
Oh, the best. What? Yeah.
Allie always gasps and moans and it always gets isolated on her. All right. I got a call in. I got a call in about it with a jingle. So I'm going to play that. It's a little long, so maybe we'll stop in between. But here we go.
Chris from Quitters Never Give Up is doing another teabagger.
Is that how you do it, Edwin? Is that how it goes?
Wow, yeah, very look well at done. The flex on Christopher.
a solid here for personal minutiae. Now, did we make a ruling that you could do a personal minutiae jingle for somebody else, or is everybody required to submit their own? What did we say on that?
I don't think we've ever made a ruling. So right now we'd be able to make the ruling after we give Chris this one to give to the teabagger. What say you? Should we allow this to happen? I feel like it's the actual point of being a teabagger is being lovely and being so giving and caring of your other teabaggers. I say we let it happen.
I also don't want a bunch of goddamn freeloaders, though, right? You're just sitting back and enjoying the podcast without putting anything into it. So I don't know. I'm of two minds. Let's listen to what Chris brings us.
Just real quick. I don't know if you knew this part. They are actually paying for this podcast. So
no, but I mean, besides that,
okay. I
insist that they also do some of the work, Ellie. Wouldn't that be awesome if that's how TV worked? Well, you can watch Ted Lasso, but you haven't submitted any script ideas lately, so we're going to have to withdraw this week's episode from you. All right, here's Christopher.
Hi, Bean and Ellie. It's your pal Chris again from Quitters Never Give Up. Recently, a day one listener, a teabagger, reached out to me and asked for help with their jingle. They're very shy about their singing voice, and they just don't want their subscription canceled.
Okay.
So I agreed to help them. And so I put this together, kind of a duet. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Okay.
Oh, no. Go.
If you're blue and want to know what Bean and Ellie are up to, now just listen to...
Okay, first of all, Chris... Wonderful. Second of all, you just made it so everyone can go through you now to get a personal minutia song.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
He's got to start charging like his cameo.
He's got like 400 letters from people saying, oh, put do me next, right?
Oh, that was good.
That was very good. Thank you.
Very good stuff.
So now I can officially start my business.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
First of all, was that a gargoyle or was that Chewbacca?
That was supposed to be Chewbacca.
Okay. I thought so, but I just wanted to make sure because it could have been like a long con of getting them to sing the monster mash.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah. I thought of doing Chewbacca because I did Chewbacca early for them just in the call-ins where I would just call in as Chewbacca and just make the Chewbacca noise. But yeah, so that's why I did that. And he was a longtime listener. It was weird that jingle was played, and then later on in Janky Town, this is how he ended his most recent episode.
I'm sorry, that sounds like a ripoff to me, because you're going to be fat and you're going to need that health insurance eating all those hot dogs. Well, Janksis, I think that's it for today. Thanks a lot for listening. And remember, if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? See you next time, Jang says. Squish!
Is that a secret message from Dave?
I'm going to say yes.
Some kind of coded message. I'm hearing you guys not boast about Janky Town like you should be. And then, well, going back to my jingle, and Allie had this to say about it.
Leave my taco alone.
Leave my taco alone. You get it, Lindsay? Because Taco performed that song. That was Taco's version of Putting on the Ritz.
You're explaining.
It's Taco. Taco?
I didn't. Thank you for explaining.
Taco wrote the theme song for Love American Style, too, so.
Okay.
No, he didn't, but he might as well if it's another old song.
I don't think it's, all right, never mind. Anyhow, this is a podcast roundup. Let's throw it over to Lindsay and Jen for a special segment.
Yes. So last week or the week before, we were described as interns of Ed Wynn.
Ed Wynn!
So continuing that, I want to introduce this segment called
The Intern Strike Back. Back.
So we figured we should put together some moments with. So let's start with this one.
And now, a moment with
Ed Wynn.
Next up, we have Intertip Roundup. Intertip?
That was
A Moment with
Edwin.
Okay. Let's see. Next one.
And now A Moment with listener Edwin.
So being not those improv classes weren't paying. Okay, so let's sum this all up.
We got the Ravens. What?
The improv classes are not paying off.
That was A Moment with listener Edwin.
Is that my beautiful Lisa May as an AI voice?
Jen, would you like to take this question?
It is the real Lisa May. I emailed her and I told her what we're up to and asked her to do just a quick thing, and she did. We got it the other day.
She's the best.
Nice. I thought it sounded like you cut up like parts of what she said, just like Ralph was saying.
Well, okay. Wait,
play it again now that I know it's the real Lisa May.
I will clarify that there's one part that is AI, which is when she said that was, and the rest of it, she just recorded something that said.
Well, how nice. Thank you, Lisa. Okay.
All right. Okay. I'll play it again.
And now A Moment with listener Edwin.
So being not those improv classes weren't paying. Okay, so let's sum this all up.
We got the Ravens. What?
The improv classes are not paying off.
That was A Moment with listener Edwin.
I have a few more moments.
And now, A Moment with Judge Drudy.
Hey, what happened to anonymous votes? My guy.
That was A Moment with Judge Drudy.
So I have employed the same AI generator that Luke from the Gilded Playlist uses. And from now on, all of these intros are AI generated. So there's that. And clearly Christopher's driving away from this.
I love how we're getting AI versions of ourselves. It's not like we could record stuff.
So next moment.
And now, A Moment with Judge Drudy.
Oh, you have to finish. This is where you cut off the good parts of the clip. I'm done.
That was A Moment with Judge Drudy.
And the last moment is with me.
And now it's time for A Moment with intern Lindsay.
No, I insist that Doug Kriegel says goodbye to everybody.
That was A Moment with intern Lindsay.
That was sampled all from your sick day. So I will also get a clean sample when you are much healthier. But that's my secret break segment. Oh, hold on.
The intern strike back.
Well, listening to lovely Lisa May is not striking back at me, Lindsay. I'll tell you that. I'll screw up all day long if I can hear more of that.
You're just getting them to give you more assignments. That's
honestly, this was a surprise to even me. Jen emailed this to me and I was like, I'm about to start crying. And we were considering waiting till the wedding for you to hear it. But once I got excited, I was like, nope, I have to do this. And then I Lindsayed it to 1,000.
Well, I figured, well done. You know, because we started doing this A Moment with segments on ourselves. And I don't know, the idea came to me. I'm like, why don't we just use Lisa May or Ralph, you know, to do it? And then that way it kind of brings it all back. So
nice.
Oh, that was excellent. Great.
All right. So now we do the week that was. Take it away, Edwin.
Well, I got to wipe a tear out of my eye from that beautiful voice.
My voice saying the intern strikes back? Why, you're so that too. Sweet.
Well, just the effort. It was beautiful.
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
Edwin!
No, Edwin.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
One, two, three.
It's a new day.
Our feature presentation.
Meet the Club.
It's 2013.
I don't mind. You better promise me. Are you back in time?
Back to the archives for you, Edder. Thank you, Edder.
You're welcome, Kevin and Bean. I was at the archives all week. finding clips for this segment here. Let's start off with, this was the week that was, January 28th to February 1st, 2013. Muggs was interviewing at the red carpet for Hansel and Gretel. That's the one that Gemma Arterton. See, if you say it with an English accent, you won't mess it up. Oh, I wanted to keep this whole segment, but it was 9 minutes long. Muggs, he was great in this. So I just bought the highlights.
Guys, I'm really getting good.
I thought so.
He does feel like he's really turning into a good interviewer.
Yeah, I know he does.
No, comparing him to my past interviews, I think I am getting better.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay, all right. Here's his introduction to the piece.
Hello, Beer Mug here at the red carpet premiere of Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, starring Jeremy Renner and Gemma Arterton. Let's see what stars I could talk to. Let me see which celebrities I could talk to today. Let's see which celebrities are going to want to talk to me today. So let's see what celebrities I could talk to with this awesome thing.
Yes!
With this awesome thing.
What is this awesome thing?
Referring to a microphone?
The microphone, yeah.
Why would you refer to that as an awesome thing?
Well, it is brand new technology, Kevin.
Yeah.
The fact that you can hold a stick that records audio now is the talk of the town.
Wasn't the first of those the best? I mean, he went back and did it over and over and over again.
Fine. I like to give the camera guy a couple cuts to work with.
Sure. Yeah.
So Beer Mug interviews the fight coordinator about the movie Hansel and Gretel.
What can we expect in terms of fighting style? Are there any kind of specific, like, martial arts, or is it just straight out brawling, you know, fight?
Yes.
You're getting better.
That was a Kevin.
You are getting better.
That might have been not there.
Straight out brawling, straight fight. Up
that
brawling
might not have fight. Been the sharpest of questions.
How many times, by the way, have we heard Beer Mug start a clip with, what should we expect?
Yep.
What can we expect in terms of fighting style? Are there any kind of specific, like...
Now, I know where you're going with this. It makes sense. Taekwondo or jiu-jitsu.
Okay, what styles of fighting did you incorporate into the stunts?
That's what he's going for.
I wish I could say it like that. Yeah.
You started okay, but then this
came. What do we expect with fight?
Martial arts, or is it just straight-out brawling, you know... Fight.
Straight out brawling fight.
Oh, man. That's the style we use. We use the straight up brawling fight.
Yeah.
What if Beer Mug were to interview the music composer? What would you guys be afraid
no
of?
No good would come from it.
Well, what do you think would happen if you had to guess what happened?
I play music.
One of the things, yes. The other thing that he likes to do is to bring in other composers.
Yeah.
Sure. When I think of composers, I think of everybody
Hans
but you.
Zimmer, John Williams, and your name is, sir?
Listen to this and how quickly it's encapsulated.
Do you sit down and listen to a lot of John Williams?
No.
Wow.
Why is it you feel the need to compare every soundtrack composer to somebody who's vastly more acclaimed and famous than they are?
Well, look, I mean, everybody has, you know, is inspired by somebody.
Right.
Ask that question.
Okay.
Yes. Who's inspired your work? It's a different question than, do you sit down and listen to a lot of John Williams?
So,
it's basically asking, do you steal John Williams stuff for your movies?
Since you're not as good?
Do you sit down and listen to a lot of John Williams?
No.
Angry.
I want to hug that guy right now, whoever he is.
Yeah, Muggs was on fire. Like I said, it was too long to bring the whole thing in. That was January 28th, 2013. Go to the archive and listen to the whole thing. You'll love it. Because Ralph is just cracking up. And I love it when Ralph is laughing. These were a couple of things I got it. This one would work for our pals over at Oh So Judgy.
You be the judge. I'm out.
And this is going to be my new sign-off.
Well, that's a wrap. There you have it. The world. That's a wrap. There you have it. The world carp.
So at the end of the show, the world carp quitters never give up. So I think this was the Monday show. Kevin Abeam would like to listen to Rodney overnight. And if he gave them something highlight worthy, they'd bring it in.
Our feature presentation.
Anyway, here's something I played earlier on the show. You might enjoy. I hope you did. It's this guy named,
what's going on? Hold the noise.
I lost the CD. Oh. Here it is. It's on the floor. How'd it get on the floor? Anyway.
I don't know. But God, I love Rodney so much.
That's a good question, though. I mean, to ask your listeners. It's a good question to ask them how a CD got on the floor.
Sure.
So, Rodney, professional as always. I think that was the first time they brought that clip in. They would play it endlessly over the years. This was fantastic because Ralph was doing Joe Schmo 3 in 2013. So a special guest and film crew came to film Ralph talking about the show.
Where are you? Where can people see you this morning?
Well, listen to me here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And then also, just feet away from this very studio, the lovely and talented, our good friend Allie McKay from KTLA's Morning News is here all morning long. And I'm here with my my castmates from the Joe Schmo Show. They're doing a story about the Joe Schmo Show.
Fantastic. Oh, fantastic.
So they said, do you want to do it? And I said, well, I have a condition. Maybe we should play that little piece of tape.
You guys, we are here at K-Rock Studios because Ralph Garman, of course, big part of the Kevin and Bean morning show, he demanded that we come to him, which, wow. He's the only one working now. Very good point, Lorenzo. Yeah,
that's true. I'm the only one with the gig. So I said, all right, I'll do it, but I have to work in the morning. You guys want to come here? So the cast is here and Allie's here, and we're going to be talking about the show on and off throughout their morning broadcast between now and 9:30, I guess, or 10 o'clock when they go off the air. So if you're not listening to us, you can tune over there and see me over there. And stop asking me to show the guns, ladies. It's just they don't have a lens wide enough to get my arms in that shot.
I don't probably no one's asking to show the guns.
Trust me, the guns ain't there no more. So don't worry about it.
The guns were only there as long as they had to be.
Guns were a temporary fix.
is Allie wearing a silly animal suit like she does?
No,
she dressed up like a sheep or anything?
No, she looks lovely. She's in a sexy black outfit. She's got a little sweater vest on because, you know, she's from L.A., and it's almost below 70 this morning.
Yeah, so sure. It's going to be freezing. Yeah,
if it's cold, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool because she was on for a lot of the show, and she even sat in on a showbiz beat.
It just started to smell so much better in here. What happened? What's different?
Allie McKay.
Allie McKay from Channel 5, KTLA.
Smells like cotton candy and sunshine.
Yeah.
Hi, Allie.
And
how are you, dear?
Sauteed okra.
Little okra.
Yeah.
Is that good? Allie is in the building because she is doing cutaways on the Channel 5 morning show all day long today with the cast of Joe Schmo in the other room. But we invited her she stopped by to say hi. We insisted that she sit down and join us for the showbiz beat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's true.
Because she's lovely and talented and could not be nicer. And she's been here all morning, and it's just been better than any morning we've ever had here.
Can you come back tomorrow?
Yeah, can you come back tomorrow?
Planning on it after the way those segments went. Oh, might be fired.
You're gonna be out of a job? Yeah. The anchors back at Channel 5 are like, what? Who cares about this damn show? Why are you so obsessed about it?
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do news?
News?
Yeah.
Never have.
Good enough.
How about traffic?
That'll be fine. I would never step on Lisa May's traffic feet.
See, that's why I love her.
I watched you with Dave Grohl and hysterical.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Those guys are awesome.
So some early examples of Allie at K-Rock. Yeah, she's always funny. Love her on Cup of Tea these days.
So, wow. That's a lot of conspiracy fodder right there.
Sure
that
is.
That whole segment.
Yeah.
Don't bring us down. Allie's good. My lovely Lisa's there. Yeah, BU.
All of the BU.
No, I totally feel that, you know, it's just a conspiracy, but that is just definitely conspiracy fodder right there. You could just put that, isolate that segment and just rile up a whole bunch of people.
Well, you guys know I love Lisa May more than anyone, but I wasn't mad at Allie when she got the job. I mean, that's radio. Kevin and Bean are gone now, for crying out loud. So, no conspiracy theories. Was this in the news?
I don't watch
No
the news.
Conspiracies for me, even though I'm I'm Lisa's biggest fan. Oh, I'm not even going to bring this in. You can thank me, especially Jen and Lindsay here. On one day, on Wednesday, they did three bits that ended with the vomit sound effects.
Oh, man.
Christopher, you should go listen to that show. You'll love it. Okay, but I'm not going to play it, but this is how Kevin came out of the last one.
Do you feel like perhaps it's possible that we are overusing the throw-up sound effects a little bit?
No.
I'm just saying it's in the realm of possibility, Christopher.
Mm-mm. The way they would end up segments with that and then the comedy llama, oh, man, that would get me every time.
I love the llama.
Yeah.
Let's move on to something fun.
Hey, Ralph.
Yeah.
Kevin has an audio present for you.
Oh, great. Ready? Yes.
Hi, it's Kat.
Oh, no, she's doing it on purpose. Now she's doing an impression of me doing an impression of her.
Ralph started doing his impression of Kat recently.
Hi, it's Kat.
Hi, it's Kat.
She's doing, hi, it's Kat.
Yeah, that's when he started doing his impression. I always loved that. And then Kat leaned into it, and she was kind of imitating him, imitating her. So the snake is eating its tail now on the show. Let's end the segment with a game. This is the hardest game in the world. It's for Foo Fighter tickets. So every song's going to be Foo Fighter played backwards. Let's start with Christopher.
Ah, shit.
First up is Edder.
Edder
works in archives.
Edder, who works in archives. What's happening with all of that? Is that code? Hello, Edder?
It's really just me working with a bunch of paperwork.
Okay.
It's kind of boring.
Okay.
All right. Name is really Edder?
It is really Edder?
Yeah, it's Edder. Like Edder, Eddie Vedder. It's a really weird name. I don't really, I use that a lot. A lot of people don't know how to pronounce it or spell it.
You should. Are you the only Edder in the world, or is that a name that has existed before you?
No, you know what? It's funny. I run into people that have actually known someone that's named Edder.
Tell us about your family tree. All right. I see that we're running out of time. Really, all right. You heard Mr. Dowson Man explain the game. We're going to play a part of a Foo Fighters song backwards. We can only play it once. So listen closely and get the title right, and then you're going to the thing tonight. Good luck.
Christopher.
Is it? No.
Wait, Christopher.
Can you play it again?
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
The Pretender?
No.
I thought it was All My Life.
Huh? All My Life.
There you go.
There you go. They kind of all sound the same backwards, though. Oh, wait, let's see how Edder did.
All right, Edder, what's the name of that song?
Wow, I had a really hard time hearing that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Gonna have to go with the Foo Fighters song.
Jeez.
Name one, please. Any Foo
Fighters. I'm gonna say Long Road to Ruin.
Sorry, it was All My Life. Back to the archives for you, Edder. Thank you, Edder.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Edder. It's pretty cool. Edder Buckshot Miller. Next up, I think we're going to give this to Jen here.
Next up is Jose. He's in shipping and receiving.
Hey, Jose.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Nice. Nice delivery. All right, you ready for your Foo Fighters song backwards?
Yes.
Here you go. Good luck.
Everlong?
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
I'm sorry, but I got that clip for wrong, and I'm going to use it.
Monkey Wrench?
Yeah, Monkey Wrench indeed.
Name that song.
Monkey Wrench?
Wow. Wow, is that a surprise?
Yeah. Nice
well
job,
done.
Jose!
Well done! You got a pair of tickets. It's tonight.
Great time tonight.
Okay, I got one more because I thought Drew was going to be here. So this is All Skate. Just anyone jump in if you know it.
Next up is Danny. He doesn't have a job.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Certainly he's available tonight then, huh?
He needs free tickets.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for your song?
Sure.
Mr. Announcement, is this easy or hard? I forget.
It's easy.
All right. All right, what song is that?
It's the one with the big hand. Got a wooden hand? No? That one? No? Remember the video where he's got a big hand?
All right, I'm going to do what Kevin and Bean said. Just say a Foo Fighters song. Anybody.
The Best of You.
Bzz, wrong.
Everlong?
You got it, Everlong. And let's see how the contestant did.
My hero? Nah.
Sorry, it's Everlong.
We just played that! Hey!
Yeah, that's pretty hard when you play them backwards. So this is going to be my new sign-off.
Back to the archives for you, Edder. Thank you, Edder.
Back to the archives for me. I'll bring you more stuff from 2013 next week, kids.
All right, cool. That's it? That's all we got? All right.
That's it.
Say bye, Lindsay.
That was the week that was. The podcast roundup, the interns striking back, and the flashback with no introduction. Thanks for joining us. Feel free to follow us on all of the socials. And
I'm playing you off.
As I'm walking to the press room, I'm walking by myself.
Keep going. Keep saying bye.
You know, Pathologas. And I probably went off. You know, something
dance.
I wasn't supposed to. I'm walking by myself. Walking by myself. And then I got a, you know, Pathologas. I was panicking.
I was panicking.
I'm walking by myself. Who's going to know?
Okay, all done with that. Bye-bye. See you guys in 2 weeks.
Goodbye. Love American style, true than red and blue.
Here's the weather.
It's rainy and a little snowy. Cold, got a fire going, but it's not, it's very wet, wet snow. If it's snow at alls.
If it's snow at alls?
Exactly. Because I'm a snow at all.
I love a weather jingle.
Well, that's a wrap. There you have it. The world. That's a wrap. There you have it. The world carp.
Oh, my God.
This has been a Quitters Never Give Up presentation.